Message to Israel. Shalom Aleichem, peace be unto you. Shema Yisrael Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. This is the voice of the message to Israel. Repeatedly in the Psalms, God speaks of the day when He Himself shall reign over the earth. For Thou art the Lord Most High over all the earth, says the Word of God. Does this seem too good to be true? Then listen as A.J. Overton considers Psalm 97. It is full of certainty and joy. The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice. As you consider today's meditation on the Psalms, you too can worship in anticipation. I count it a privilege to present Message to Israel's Voice for this encouraging series, Mr. Overton.
Thank you, Mr. Spencer, and greetings, friends, in the name of the Lord Yeshua. God is King, or the Lord reigns, forms the opening declaration of the 97th Psalm. This proclamation contains great decisiveness in the Hebrew text. It calls for an exclamation mark. A true parallel of this occurs in the prophet Isaiah's picture of the running messenger who reaches the despondent city of Jerusalem with the victorious shout, "Your God reigns." The true believer understands the fact of God's sovereignty. The truth of the unchanging rule of God upon His throne gives to life its stability. This assurance may be ours, regardless of all circumstances. Dreams may be shattered and ill health, loneliness, even poverty or persecution may come, but these oft-repeated processes are not the end result. Is God your King? Does He rule in your life? To those whose true sovereign is the Lord, the prophet Isaiah states, "Thou, that is God, will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on Thee because he trusteth in Thee." Psalm 97 sings of the coming of the Lord in manifestation as universal King. Psalm 97 is located in a special grouping of the Psalms which present variations on the significant theme, "The Lord reigns," or "The Lord is King." The Hebrew Scriptures declare the coming of the Lord as King to be the only genuine remedy for the distress of nations upon the earth. All else will prove futile. Thus the messianic thought is strong in Psalm 97. While other psalms in this grouping describe the more delightful events of the advent of Messiah, this psalm includes the darker aspects of that event. Doom and darkness fall upon all rebels against God. The awesome approach of a mighty conqueror dominates the prophetic character of Psalm 97. Whatever else, however, the universal empire of the Messiah brings, it means joyful liberation to those who trust Him. Even today, it is evident that true liberty, joy, and fulfillment does not result from the humanistic philosophy, but rather from the life directed by God. Let us now consider this presentation given by Psalm 97 of the advent or coming of Messiah and its results upon the earth. Psalm 97 divides into four stanzas, each consisting of three verses. Stanza 1 declares, "The Lord reigns, let the earth rejoice, let the many islands be glad. Clouds and thick darkness surround Him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of His throne. Fire goes before Him and burns up His adversaries round about." This is a graphic prophecy. The man of faith may enjoy, even now, the anticipation of those predicted days when the earth will be filled with rejoicing. The nation of Israel has experienced in her past history the joy of God's reign over them. Thus God is pictured in this stanza as He always has been and always will be. The expression, "the many islands," in Psalm 97 is a favorite term of the inspired authors of the Hebrew Scriptures to describe the remote and innumerable locations of mankind. The cloud mentioned refers to his visible glory, or the Shekinah, so often manifested in the theophanies of the Hebrew Scriptures. The thick darkness forms the symbol of the judgments he executes. This darkness warns both of his unapproachable holiness and his hiddenness to all proud and presumptuous men. These physical manifestations of God's glory, however, point to the spiritual aspect of God's rule. This is reflected in the words, "Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne." God's rule is according to principles of genuine righteousness. Thus all he executes from his throne is completely just. God's wrath appears in this psalm in the statement, "Fire goes before him and burns up his adversaries round about." Each theophany sweeps away the evil in his path. The Scriptures declare, "Our God is a consuming fire." Thus Psalm 97 describes the Messiah in his predicted event, our coming again. Then will be fulfilled historically the promise of God concerning Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus Christ. The Lord shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Having presented what manner of king the Lord Messiah is, Psalm 97 now proceeds to present evidence of the power of his rule. In the second stanza, verses 4 through 6, we read, "His lightnings lit up the world. The earth saw and trembled. The mountains melted like wax at the presence of the Lord, at the presence of the Lord of the whole earth. The heavens declare his righteousness, and all the peoples have seen his glory." This picturesque language forms a shadow of actual happenings. The Lord is supreme in power. His coming in the lightning-like flash of his glory quickly destroys all forces banded together to oppose him and his coming to rule over all the earth. The melting of the mountains, symbolical of all that is high and exalted, takes place at the appearance of the Lord Messiah. The satanically inspired revolt against the Lord and his Christ will come to an abrupt end before his majesty and power. His enemies will lick the very dust. The psalmist also is saying that the area of things physical are simply evidences of the spiritual character of God's rule. Thus the lightnings are more than the operation of the laws of physics. They are his lightnings. Even the awe-inspiring eruption of volcanoes become like the Lord's touching of the mountains. In fact, the very heavens re-echo with testimony to his righteous glory. And the psalmist further declares, "This clear manifestation of God's glory will advance to such an open display at the visible coming of the Lord Messiah that all people shall behold and acknowledge it." Then his glory will be seen not just as creator and sustainer, but as redeemer of all who have placed their trust in him. The third stanza of Psalm 97, verses 7 through 9, now gives the reaction of men to his kingship. Not all are affected alike concerning the truth of his kingdom. Stanza 3 states, "Let all those be ashamed who serve graven images, who boast themselves of idols. Worship him, all ye gods." Zion heard this and was glad, and the daughters of Judah have rejoiced because of thy judgments, O Lord. For thou art the Lord most high over all the earth. Thou art exalted far above all gods. Now here is a mixture of dismay and delight. The utter futility and emptiness of idolatry becomes evident. It is folly to have trusted and served anything or anyone except the Lord. The response of many has been, and sadly continues to be, "We will not have this man to reign over us." Counsel is taken against the Lord and against his anointed one. Take warning, declares the psalmist. On the other hand, there is joy and gladness. The spiritual remnant in Zion or Jerusalem and her daughters, the surrounding villages who know the Lord, rejoice in his judgment. Then is fulfilled the statement of the psalmist David, "Blessed are all they who place their trust in him." The term gods used here, while most often referring to false gods, is also a term in the Hebrew Scriptures for supernatural beings. Thus the Epistle of Hebrews quotes this psalm as follows, When he bringeth his first begotten again into the world, he saith, and let all the angels of God worship him. This is the time of the second advent or coming of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus Christ. Angels will be present to attend him in this display of triumph. The name of God in Psalm 97, Most High, Elyon, is linked in the scripture with his worship at Jerusalem. This name first met Abraham through the priest king Melchizedek. Now he is acknowledged again, not only at Jerusalem in his second advent, but over all the earth. The final stanza of Psalm 97, verses 10 through 12, encourage those who trust the Lord to live accordingly. Hate evil, ye who love the Lord. The assurance is given that in spite of the costly results in certain circumstances, the Lord preserves and delivers the godly. Truth received affects the whole life. The blessings then enjoyed may be summed up as light. Victory becomes the portion of those who thus trust and follow him. The closing exhortation of Psalm 97 declares, "Be glad in the Lord and give thanks to his holy name." Will you trust him, the Lord Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, and enter into these blessings?
Now may the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob cause his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you and give you peace. Shalom.